Officer Eiffel, time frame?
Just one moment.
How much longer?
Getting these files pulse beacon relayed isn't as simple as just sending a text, Colonel.
How much longer?
Maybe 2 minutes?
Good. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Oh, yeah. 7 straight hours scanning, encoding, and transmitting Dr. Maxwell's reports, which are either in binary or about binary. Who can even tell anymore? Can't think of anything I'd rather be doing.
Aw, did the poor little communications officer have to send out some reports?
Quit complaining. You're still on the clock, aren't you?
Yeah, for about another 4 minutes.
And you have all of tomorrow off, so why don't you just wrap this up? That way we can all clock out.
Okay, I've got a good one.
Oh.
So there's this insurance salesman, right?
Could we not? It's late, and tonight is... Could I just finish sending these transmissions? Please?
But there are still 3 minutes on the clock. So this salesman, he's driving around the country going from town to town. One night, he ends up sleeping at this farmhouse. Next morning, when he wakes up, he sees the farmer rounding up his sheep. But then he notices something strange. The farmer isn't using a sheep dog. He's using a pig. And not just any pig. It's a pig like no other. He's fast and strong, and he's zipping all over the pasture, despite the fact that he's only got 3 legs.
Oh, looks like the relay's gone through. I guess we can
just... So the salesman goes up to the farmer, and he says, "Excuse me, but how come that pig's only got 3 legs? And the farmer goes, "Let me tell you about that pig. That there is the greatest pig on earth. He doesn't just herd my sheep. He also crows in the morning, milks the cows in the afternoon, and picks up the eggs from the hen house in the evening."
Wow, that's awesome. If I could just...
But that's not all. 'Cause that pig can count. He counts better than I can. Heck, that pig does all of the accounting for the farm, and he fills out my tax forms every year.
Does it really? What a great pig. What a super story. Let me just go...
Settle down.
So by now, even the salesman is saying, "Wow, that's an amazing pig." But the farmer goes, "I ain't done. 3 years ago, my house caught on fire. The pig called the firehouse, and he got water from the river to put out the flames. And he fought his way through the smoke to where my wife and kids were laying unconscious, and he dragged them to safety."
Is there any end in sight?
Wait for it. So now the salesman is really impressed. "God damn, that really is some pig. But I still don't understand why he's only got 3 legs. So the farmer looks at the salesman like he's the stupidest man in the entire world, and he says,
"Well, that was great. Let's do this again next year."
"Hold on, I can get it."
Yes, I am sure you can, sir. Somebody rescue me from all this.
Eiffel? Is this?
Yeah, it might be. Hold on. Colonel? Colonel Kepler, Dear Listeners FM, bringing you the very best of We Love the 1890s. Unbelievable. Almost a year of radio silence, and they decide to start broadcasting again tonight.
Eiffel, get me a full analysis. Spectroscopic, radiographic, I want everything and the kitchen sink. Jacoby, get on the horn with the Hephaestus. I want Maxwell to...
Damn it. We lost the signal.
Can you get it back?
Maybe.
Sir?
Add 12 hours to the rotation, Jacoby. Get everyone on their feet and then get a fresh pot of coffee started. This is going to be a long night.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
So, let me get this straight. About half an hour ago, the radio on the Urania picked up one of Eiffel's mysterious transmissions.
Yep.
But then they lost it?
Yep.
And I can't go back to bed because...
Secondary observational site. If Eiffel can zero in on the signal again, it'll be better to have two sets of sensors running instead of one. They're over there in the Urania comms panel. We're here on the Hephaestuses.
But just so we're completely clear, we don't have the signal now, do we?
Nope.
And is there anything that we can do to get the signal back?
Not really.
Then why the hell am I stuck here for the next 11 and a half hours?
We need to be in attendance.
What does that even mean?
It means we don't have to do anything in particular. We just need to be here.
Great.
Oh, come on. Lighten up. This might be fun.
How might it be fun?
Before I came here, I conducted a search of the storerooms for any recreational supplies.
And how was that?
Very disappointing. But I did find this.
What's that?
This is Funzo.
What the hell is Funzo?
I have no idea. But according to the sticker on the box, it's the craziest board game of 1973. Yes? No? We could do worse.
I don't know if this is a good idea. Lieutenant, wasn't there something about this in the survival manual?
Price and Carter, 792. Of all the dangers that you will face in the void of space, nothing compares to the existential terror that is Funzo.
Sold.
Funzo is a competitive game for two teams of two or more players.
I call here.
I call hit. Damn it.
Have you tried wiggling that dial?
Yes.
What about that one?
Yes.
What if we got a coat hanger and we...
Jacoby! I am a very tired, very grumpy expert. But I am an expert in how these things work. So can we just assume that I'm doing everything I can to get the signal back?
You need to lighten up a bit. Come on, we might actually be getting some alien contact. Tonight of all nights. It's like
Don't say it.
Okay, I won't. But you need to have a little fun with this.
This isn't fun.
All non-essential systems are going dark now. This is kind of like a stakeout, isn't it? Fun!
Why do I even try? How long before I get that extra shot of power to the receiver?
Functions are shutting down. Soon.
How soon?
10 minutes.
You said that 20 minutes ago!
You doing okay, Officer Eiffel?
Fine.
You sure? How's your blood sugar? Do you want a cookie?
No, I don't want a cookie. I want this friggin' signal to quit being a tease and show up to the prom.
I'm going to get you a cookie.
This is hell.
What about that dial?
This is hell and I'm in it.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
Whatever we do, it's a big risk.
You think I don't know that?
Either way, whatever happens, I'll do my best to back you up.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the wheel.
You got it. Ooh, time vortex. You lose all your income for the next two turns.
Wait. I've still got a hidden inwardness card. That should be able to cancel the time vortex, right?
No.
No?
This is ridiculous.
Hidden inwardness is a blue card. You can only play those at the start of the turn.
No, it's a blue sapphire card. I thought you could play those at any time.
Normally, yes, but we're still in the spy phase for another three turns, so sapphire cards can only be used for their secondary effect.
Secondary effect?
Yeah, so if I were you, I would save that till we get to the next loyalty round.
This game makes no sense!
Oh, you guys are just upset because you're behind.
I'm kind of with Loveless on this one. I'm not even entirely sure what we're trying to do here.
Guys, it's really not that complicated. You spin the Wheel of Ages until you have enough power tokens to get a part of the sunken idol. After that, you just keep going up the celestial steps, avoid the secret surveillance network, and make it to the Temple of Light with three crowns of wisdom.
Unless somebody plays a sabotage card.
Unless someone plays a sabotage card.
Well, that certainly cleared everything up. Why are we playing this stupid game?
You got anything better to do?
All right, Minkowski, are you going to play another card, or do you want to pass your turn?
Pass.
Great! My turn. Card, please!
Okay, you got a mass wealth redistribution card? Discard all of your team's power tokens?
What?
And surrender all your loyalty cards to the other team? What the hell is this?
Huh. You know, Minkowski, maybe I haven't been giving this stupid game enough of a chance.
Hang on. This doesn't make sense. There has to be some kind of...
Oh, you're just upset because you guys are behind.
Yeah, come on. You want to sit around talking? Or do you want to play some Funzo?
Eiffel. Eiffel. Any thoughts?
I really don't know.
You don't know.
Look, sir, this is actually a really complicated system. I need to focus if I'm gonna get
I understand that perfectly, but I am the commanding officer in this room, and I have asked you to do something for me. Correct?
Yes.
Well?
Is it an animal?
Is it an animal? No, it is not an animal. 18. Jacoby?
Okay. Is it something that exists in the real world?
Is it something that exists in the
yep,
real world?
Definitely in hell.
Technically, yes. 17.
At least the girls don't have it any better.
I want to go to the steps.
How many tokens?
5.
Do you want to draw from the earth or lightning decks?
Lightning. Tornado. Great.
My turn, I...
Stop. Cultural appropriation. Lose a turn.
Revisionist history. Suck it. Hira, chance card.
No, I'll take two at the wheel.
How many tokens do you bid?
Six.
Race to nine.
15.
Sold. Spin and...
Let's crank!
I got it.
My hand is on the timer.
Ref?
Even the amount of hand-to-timer surface area, I have to rule in favor of Captain Lovelace.
Ha! In your nerd face!
Unless, of course, she chooses to forfeit the Blitzkrieg round by removing her hand from the timer before tokens are distributed.
Oh, God damn it.
We'll take those, thank you very much.
Lovelace, get your head in the game!
Which means that both teams are now tied with 247 power tokens. In accordance with the rules, we are now ready for the nuclear winter round.
You guys are going down now.
Oh, please. We invented the nuclear winter round. Whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, you want to bet?
All right, little girl, what are you thinking?
How about loser takes all the winner's late-night surveillance rotations for a week?
How about a month?
How about 2 months?
Done.
Great. Hilbert, what's this nuclear winter round thing?
I am not completely sure yet. This game makes absolutely no sense.
Yes, it does!
I think I need another cup of coffee. Either one of you gentlemen want anything?
No.
Mm-mm.
All right, that's it! That's it!
Everything all right, honey?
No, I give up. I've tried every setting on this damn thing, backwards and forwards. Nothing's working! Man, Kepler's probably gonna throw me out of an airlock.
I doubt it.
How can you tell?
I know him. Well, I know him better than you do. I've worked with him longer. I know how he does business.
Do you? Because I have no idea. Half the time I feel like he's gonna pin a medal on me.
And the other half you feel he's about to shoot your brains out? Yeah, that's kind of the shtick.
Huh.
But he's not actually longing for the chance to kill anyone.
You weren't there when he was going off on Hilbert.
Well, that's different.
Why?
Because he doesn't like Hilbert. There's history there.
What do you mean?
First job I ever had with the SI-5. Me and then Major Kepler were doing this corporate break and enter sabotage thing. Well, we ended up in this sub basement type place when something goes wrong. Like, somebody opened up all the cages in the zoo wrong. And so this prototype explosive demolition device gets armed, and it's about to blow our faces off. So Kepler turns to me and goes, "Mr. Jacoby, please take that thing apart quick as you like." And I freeze. I'd never seen anything like that thing. I had no idea how to begin disarming it. So I tell him that we should do the manly thing and, you know, run for our lives. You know what Kepler does? He goes to the door and he locks us in. And then he turns to me and he says, "Go take that bomb apart."
And then?
And then I got to work. And I figured out how to take it apart. And we were fine. He knows potential when he sees it. And he knows how to push. and I think he thought that Hilbert had it. And then he didn't come through. He lost control of the situation. When something big came a-knocking, he didn't get the job done. And I don't think Colonel Kepler knows how to forgive that. But the rest of you, I think he's curious about how far you can go.
I'm not an idiot, you know. I see what he's doing. Just because he's the enemy of Dr. Drago doesn't mean I'm going to start thinking he's my friend. So if that's his evil ulterior motive, then he can...
Please, Eiffel. At any given moment, Colonel Kepler has about 18 ulterior motives. Half the time, even I don't know why he's doing something.
But you still trust him?
With my life.
And if he tells you to blow us up?
I blow you up.
Cool. Just checking.
Hey, Hilbert says it'll just be another minute before they're ready for the nuclear winter round.
Okay.
What have you got there?
Just an old photo. I found this taped under Eiffel's comms panel.
Huh. He looks so...
happy?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen him like that.
Yeah. I didn't even know that Eiffel
had... Lieutenant? Captain? We are ready to begin.
Yeah, let's do this. Okay.
Nuclear winter round. All point values are tripled. All unplayed allegiance coins are now void. And the ancient history restriction is no longer in effect. Ready?
Ready.
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 Loveless, first round is to you.
I'm going to use the silver ladder to get to the Golden Garden.
Do you take the Scepter of Courage with you?
Yep.
Cut.
Oh.
Knight of Valor. No adventure bonus for Loveless.
I'm telling you, the knight is out to get us.
I'm going to try the Wicked Carnival.
Do you have 16 power tokens?
Yes.
Did you purchase a ticket at the Devil's Crossroad?
Yes.
Are you taking the Sword of Courage?
Yeah. Wait, no. I mean, no.
I have to go with your first answer. No one can enter the Wicked Carnival with any kind of weaponry. Play passes to Minkowski.
Maxwell!
Sorry.
Minkowski, do you want a chance card?
Hit me. What?
Reality Storm. Any team that plays the golden loyalty card in the next 60 seconds will win the game. Starting now.
Hilbert? What happens if none of us have the golden loyalty card?
One moment.
What?
Very interesting.
What?
Well, it appears that if nobody can play the golden loyalty card during a reality storm, the game ends. And both teams forfeit.
What?
Well, that's just what it says here in the...
Shut up!
Oh, for God's sake, 10 hours and no one has the stupid card?
Hira, can't you do something?
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know, something?
No, no. There has to be something else we can do. There has to be a trick or a loophole or...
Game over.
No!
I don't know, sir. I've tried every trick in the book, and nothing's working.
What do you think, sir? Time to call it?
Jacoby, could you give us the room for a moment? Okay. What's going on? What's the problem?
This? All of this? I've been awake for 26 hours straight. Half of it because I've been sitting by the phone waiting for a call that never came. It's like my teenage love life played out on an intergalactic scale.
And that's it?
Yes! No. I don't know. It's this place. It's this night. It's everything. It's them. Whoever they are. Because every time they call, my life goes to hell. We pick up the phone and everyone starts trying to kill each other, or people's brains get picked apart, or there's explosions and people getting run through, or I end up alone and... And I can't do this. I can't just sit here wondering if this is the night another part of my life goes crazy.
I understand.
You do?
Of course I do. What? You think when I was young I dreamt about this? About being stuck up here? Of course not. I had things I wanted to do, places I wanted to see, people I wanted to be with, and that's all. That's all gone. Because this job has asked everything of me. It has demanded that I give it every inch of my life. You think you know me? That you've met me? No. You've met the artist formerly known as Warren Kepler. You've met my job. Aside from that, there's no one left for you to know. I'm gone. I've been goddamn canceled. Show's over. And there will be no encores. All that's left is... this. Sitting here, waiting for a phone call.
But how do you live that way? How do you...
not go crazy? Well... you take it one day at a time, and you learn how to laugh. You start to see the humor in everything, even the bad parts. Especially the bad parts.
Don't tell me to lighten up. I already got that line from Jacoby.
Yeah, Jacoby's a smart man. You know the great thing about jokes? It's a matter of perspective. Guy's going about his day, gets hit in the head with an anvil. You're standing next to him. Most horrible thing you'll ever see. You're a mile off. No idea it even happened. What do you care? But if you look at it just the right way... what do you think your perspective is, Officer Eiffel? All right, that's 12 hours. I think we can call it a night. Shut the equipment down, then get yourself some rack time.
Yeah.
You know, I just remembered how that joke ended. So the salesman goes up to the farmer and he goes, "If that pig's so wonderful, how come it's only got 3 legs? And the farmer looks at him like he's just said the stupidest thing in the whole wide world, and he goes, "Look, when you got a pig that good, you don't eat it in a single sitting."
Happened in here?
Don't ask.
What did you guys do all?
Don't ask.
Funzo, what the hell is
don't that? Ask. Yes.
Okay.
How was your night, Officer Eiffel?
Yeah, you ever managed to get that signal back?
Nah. 12 hours babysitting a radio receiver, and all I've got to show for it is a bad migraine and a powerful urge to sleep through my first day off since dinosaurs roamed the Earth.
Well, just make sure we get to see some of you today, all right?
Yeah. I'll make it out for presents and whatever we're doing for our attempted murderversary.
That's not what I meant.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Eiffel.
Happy birthday, Officer Eiffel.
And a happy Kwanzaa.
Loveless.
Happy birthday, Eiffel.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
So, it's your birthday. What are you going to do today?
Aside from making up for all the sleep I didn't get last night, the same thing I do every night, Pinky. I'm gonna get older. I'm gonna get older.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hero was played by Michaela Sui. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Tonight's space transmission was Humoresque No. 7 by Antonin Dvorak. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by James Schoen and Winston Shaw. Want to learn more about the existential terror that is Funzo? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.